Today, Harvard is recognized as one of the top universities in the world. In 1775, it became the home of men fighting for the cause of freedom. The story of Washington and the soldiers of New England is this edition of the American Countryside. In the summer of 1775, General George Washington came to Cambridge, Massachusetts to begin raising an army. His headquarters was in a home that still stands, a home that was vacated by a loyalist.
He's meeting with his generals, trying to figure out a strategy to get the king's soldiers to leave Boston. He's trying to organize an army from a really diverse group of men from all over the colonies.
Nancy Jones says that today Boston and Cambridge are all part of the same metroplex. In 1775, Cambridge was the country, and the men began to flock here from all parts of the Northeast.
By July 1775, there were over 12,000 men camped out on Cambridge Common. There were Revolutionary War soldiers barracked in several of the dormitories of Harvard College, which had evacuated because of the conflict.
There was certainly a quantity of men arriving here, but Washington was wary of their quality.
He actually was not very impressed with New Englanders. He said the New England military men were undisciplined and unwashed.
Although Washington left the home soon after the Revolution began, he remained in his circle of generals.
Well, after the Revolutionary War, the house passed through the hands of several speculators, but eventually ended up being purchased by Andrew Craigie, who was one of Washington's generals. He was apothecary general in charge of the medicines that were dispensed during the Revolution.
Before the property sold in 1841, the rooms were rented in this historic home. One of those renters would make the property even more noteworthy. His story, next time, as we travel the countryside in Cambridge, Massachusetts. I'm Andrew McCrae.